And now we want to look into His Word.
现在我们想看看神的话语。
Sometimes we wonder, what is spirituality? What does it mean to be a spiritual person?
有时候我们在想，究竟什么是属灵？做一个属灵的人是什么样子的？
Now the word spirituality today has many meanings because they've started to use this for spirit worship.
因为今天这个属灵这个词在很多地方被应用，人们就开始在灵里的敬拜。
Where they draw the spirit out of themselves and begin to worship something that is not really God.
有些时候，有些地方的敬拜是把自己的灵带出来，他们所敬拜的并不见得是神。
I'm not talking about that kind of spirituality.
今天我跟大家所说的并不是这样的属灵。
I'm talking about a life that is lived for Jesus.
我想跟大家说的是一个为主而活，为耶稣而活的生命。
And people know it.
而且人会看到这一点。
Because there are characteristics in us that are like our Savior.
因为我们身上所表现出来的品格，反映出我们的救主的品格。
This is what He wants of us.
这是主所希望我们做到的。
This is where the joy of serving Him is.
这也是我们服侍他得到喜乐的原因。
You know, sometimes people have just enough of the things of the Lord to make them unhappy.
因为有时候我们身上所拥有的主的品格不够，他我们不会感到喜乐。
They believe the Lord forgives them. They're not quite sure, but they're trying to live two different lives.
他们相信主，但是他们并不是非常的确定，然后他们的生活之中会走出不同的路来。
One foot in the world and one foot in the church.
他们的一只脚在教会，另外一只脚在这个世界上。
It's a very uncomfortable stance.
这种站法是站不稳的，很不舒服。
What Jesus wants is He wants those who are all in.
但是耶稣基督所要的是让我们所有的人都在他里面。
So I'm going to try today with God's help to try to explain to you the steps of becoming a person that is more spiritual as time goes on.
所以今天我想要试图跟大家讲明白的就是我们怎样能做一个更为属灵的人，有些什么步骤我们可以去采取。
Now of course we cannot talk about being spiritual without being a child of God.
当然，我们如果不是神的儿子，我们无法去做到成为一个属灵的人。
And in reality, the Word of God tells us in several places there's only one way.
在这个神的话语中也告诉我们，在很多地方都提到说，只有这样一条路能够做到。
Jesus said to Nicodemus, "You must be born again."
耶稣对尼哥底母说，你必须要重生。
Immediately, Nicodemus tries to begin to reason.
然后立刻的，尼哥底母就开始去考虑说。
He said, "Can I go back to my mother's womb and be born again?"
他说，我怎么样能回到我妈妈的肚子里再重新生一遍呢？
One thing I like about Jesus, He didn't try to argue with him.
我很喜欢的关于基督的一点，耶稣的一点是，他不会跟人争辩。
He didn't try to explain to him.
他也没有试图去跟他解释。
He said, "Unless you're born again of water and the blood, you can't become a child of God."
耶稣说，你除非用血和水来施洗。
So it's a simple thing that Christ is saying to us, you are dead in trespasses and sin. The Word of God tells us this.
所以耶稣告诉我们的只是这样简单的一点，我们在最终已经死了。
I don't care how nice we are.
我不管你是多好。
How good we try to be.
我们想要做多少好事。
We were born with that desire to sin.
我们生下来就带着
self that wants what we want. That self that will explode itself to what it wants.
我们生下来就是带着罪的，我们做事情都是为了自己，都是有自私的目的。
Some of us learn to how to do it very nicely.
我们中间有些人可能做事情做得很漂亮，让人觉得是好人，但实际上我们的内心的意愿。
I bought a car one time.
有一次我买了一辆车。
Whenever they see it's a woman, you know, dollar signs flashes in their eyes.
你知道去dealer那边买车，我如果是个女顾客，他们一般都会占便宜，就给你把钱讲得很高。
This salesman had one arm.
这次这个售车的这个人，他只有一条胳膊。
And I call him the one-arm bandit.
所以我跟他说，我觉得这个人就是一条胳膊的强盗。
I didn't know anything, but when I found out he did it in such a nice way, he cheated me.
我因为我不了解车了，结果最后买下车之后，我才发现他
I got the worst of the deal.
他骗了我很多，他我拿到的这个实际上是最糟的一辆车，但是他赚了很多钱。
But he did it very nice.
但是他做的很好，让我觉得这是个好人呢。
This is the basis of the sinful nature.
但是这就是我们的罪的天性。
And Jesus said that can't go into heaven.
耶稣说这样的人是不能进天国的。
You've got to become part of my father and myself.
你必须要成为我父亲和我的一部分。
And the only way, and the only way he could explain it to us is by saying, you've got to be born again.
耶稣为我们解释的就是我们必须要重生。
To be born again means that you confess your sins, that you believe that Jesus is the Savior, and that he does forgive.
重生得救的意义是什么呢？我们要承认自己的罪，然后再接受耶稣基督成为我们的救主。
And that becomes a wonderful, wonderful experience in our life.
在我们的生命中，这是个奇妙的经历。
Each of us are a little different in how we feel and express that wonderful thing that God has done for us.
神在我们生命中做的奇妙的事情，每一个人都会有一点不同的经验。
When I was younger, my mother pastored a mission, and I saw men come in there drunk, and men and women that's lives were very, very bad, and they found the Lord, and what a difference that very shine on their face.
我在年轻的时候，常常会看到那些喝醉的、这些吸毒的那些人，他们得的被主在主里得救之后，他们的生活完完全全变化，他们的脸上的荣光都完全不一样。
They had a wonderful experience.
他们会经历奇妙的事情。
Some of us that maybe were sort of nice people and not so deep in sin, and as Jesus said, those who I've forgiven much, love much, those who've been forgiven little, love a little less.
我们中间有些人可能觉得我没那么坏，也没那么糟糕。
So I don't care what kind.
但是耶稣说，爱的恨的爱的多的人，他得到的也多，就是过错多的人得到的原谅也多。
I don't care what kind of experience, whether you had feeling, whether you had no feeling, whether you just believe, but you do know that you are born again.
我不管你心里是什么样的感受，你得救的经历是如何的，怎么样的，但是你必须要明确一件事，你要重生。
You know, the next sort of step, the next thing that plateau, or the next level that we need to reach, there is one.
重生之后的下一步是什么呢？
Now, we have had our sins forgiven.
我们的罪已经被赦免了。
The work of Jesus Christ has been done in our lives.
耶稣基督在我们的生命中已经开始做工了。
But now Jesus talked about something else.
然后耶稣开始说到别的一些事情。
He talked about something that has to be done between you and him.
他说的是关于你和他之间必须要做的一件事情。
He said, be not drunk with wine.
他说不要醉酒。
Where is excess? When you drink, you've gone to excess.
他说你不要过多的喝酒。
But be filled with the Spirit.
但是要被圣灵充满。
Now, when a person is drunk, what is he controlled by?
一个人喝醉了以后是被什么控制呢？
He has no control many times over himself.
喝醉了以后他无法控制他自己。
As I told you, I was raised up in a mission. I preached on the street corner. And, you know, I just seemed to have drunk appeal. All the drunkards would come to me.
我跟大家刚才说过，就是我在年轻的时候，我妈妈的有一个使命，就是去呼召这些喝醉的人。我经常在街上讲到，那些喝醉的人似乎就被我吸引过来。
They wanted to talk. They wanted, you know, and I recognized they were not themselves.
他们想过来跟我说话，跟我聊天。
They were controlled by something different than themselves.
我意识到他们喝醉了以后讲话根本就不是他们自己在说，而是他们被一个别的什么东西控制。
Mother used to visit a man in prison who was said to have killed a woman.He said, Mrs. Schwartz, if I did it, I was drunk.
我妈妈曾经去监狱探访一个犯人，她杀了一个人，杀了一个女人。她跟我妈妈说，她说我那时候做这件事情是因为我喝醉了，我不知道做什么。
I don't remember anything about it.
我什么也不记得了。
So you see, when Jesus was saying, when you're drunk, that means you are controlled by that. But he says, what I want is I want you to be controlled by me.
耶稣基督说，当你喝醉的时候，你是被一个别的什么东西在控制，而我希望的是你被圣灵所控制，被圣灵充满。
Sometimes we try to make this thing so, what shall I say, so hard. What do you mean, Sister Schwartz? How can we do this? How, you know, we sort of back up.
有时候我们就觉得好像很难理解，你会问你这什么意思呢？我不知道您这说什么呢。
But Jesus made it very plain.
但是耶稣的解释是非常清楚的。
He went on to say, except.Corn of wheat, one little corn of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it abides alone.
但是耶稣说的非常简单，一粒麦子不落在地里死了，
仍旧是一粒。He was talking about, I'm going to use corn, I don't have any wheat. But anyhow, this little corn can really do things. wheat.
耶稣用的比喻是麦子，是妈咪拿的是一粒玉米。 他说这一粒麦子是玉米。
It can become hundredfold times more.
它可以结出千万个更同样的果实。
But as long as I have it, it's not going to do anything.
但是如果我一直拿着这粒玉米,
it's not going to feed the world.
它什么也做不了, 它也不可能去喂饱别人。
It's not going to go into cornbread.
也不会变成玉米面包。
It's just going to be here.
Yeah, 我如果拿着它不动, 不放的话, 它也就是这么一粒玉米,
so Jesus said, unless we, like a little corn of wheat, is placed in the ground, and what happens to that corn or that wheat? It dies.
耶稣说，如果一粒麦子不落在地里死了，仍旧是一粒。
But if it's not put in there, it stays just like it is, but it's all by itself.
如果不放在土里，就是放在外面，就还是这么一粒。
But if it dies, it brings forth much fruit.
但是这粒麦子若是死了，就结出许多子粒来。
What was he saying to us?
他对我们在说什么呢？
You can keep your self nature.
你可以,
you can go on professing that I have forgiven you and serving me in the sense of coming to church and being a part of the congregation.
你可以仍旧做你自己, 保有你自己的天性,
然后每天来教会敬拜。 You can call yourself a Christian, but you're not going to bear any fruit.
但是你结不出任何果实来。
You're going to just sort of be there.
你不过就是在那里而已。
But he says, if you'll just let it be that you die,
died.
The corn died to itself.
这个籽粒是自己死了。
If it could talk, it would say, well, I don't like to go into the ground, but I know if I don't, nothing's going to happen with me.
就像这粒麦子，它要是会说话，它会说，我可不愿意种到土里去，那不就死了吗？ 但是如果不这样的话, 我什么都做不了，什么也结不出来。
If it goes in and dies, then it's going to bring forth.
但是耶稣说，他若是死了，就结出许多子粒来。这些子粒都会永存的。He
went on to say, "He that loves his life,"
然后耶稣说，爱惜自己生命的
shall lose it,
就失丧生命。That
sounds contradictory, doesn't it?
这听起来很矛盾。
If you love yourself and your life and what you are, that little corn of grain by yourself, you're going to lose it.
但是耶稣说，如果你太过爱惜自己的生命，就像这一粒果实，不愿意做任何事情，那么你会失去它。But
he that hateth his life,
但是在这世上恨恶自己生命的,
in this world will be kept in eternity.
就要保守生命到永生。Now
there's many times that people feel like, what does he mean by hating myself?
人们常常在想，到底什么意思？为什么叫恨恶自己呢？
Now in the Word of God, there are places in the Greek that this word means love less.
在希腊文里面，这个恨恶的意思实际上就是少爱一点。
He's not saying that we have to say, "Boy, I hate you."
他说他不需要我们说啊，我恨你。
That's people who have no self-confidence. You know, they hate themselves. But he says it's not the sense that you have to say, "Well, I just hate me. I hate it." No. You love yourself less than him.
他所强调的是不是让我们自己说我恨我自己，他强调的是爱自己少一点。
See, it's really not hard. He didn't make it so. Actually, he used things that we understand to try to say, children, there has to come a time in your spiritual life where you love me more than you love yourself or the world.
这样耶稣的这个说法是非常简单的，很容易理解。他是说。 希望你能够成长到一定程度，你爱我更多，爱自己更少一些。He
said, if you want to be my servant, then let him follow me.
他说，如果你愿意做我的，要服侍我，就要跟从我。And
where I am, there shall you also my servant be.
我在哪里，服侍我的人也要在那里。So
you see, he's trying to say, what is a servant?
到底什么样是服侍人他呢？
A servant is one that looks to the master for every need that the master would want, that they would help and supply and be there.
去服侍的人就是仆人，仆人就是看着主人的需要，主人所需要做的需要的东西，他就去尽量满足他的需要。So
do you see how Jesus is trying to tell us we have got to come to the place in our spiritual life where Jesus and the Father and the Son are the greatest things? I'm less than.
所以耶稣实际上说的是，在我们的属灵生命中，我们要到一个地步，主天父和和我们人和 和圣圣父、圣子、圣灵，他们才是我要服侍的，而不是我自己。我爱自己要少一点。
So being controlled by the Spirit is a necessary part of becoming a spiritual person.
所以被圣灵充满是成为属一个属灵的人很必要的一步。
And when he says, "You're my servant," that means whatever he says, I do.
当他说你是我的仆人，就是说他说什么我们都要去做。
Not what I want.
不是我们所想要的。
There's times that I've said to the Lord, "Lord, I really would like to do this, but I know it's not the best thing."
很多时候我就想对主说，主啊，这不是我想要做的，但是我知道你所要的是最好的。
You see, in other words, you begin to practice.The very presence of God in you to be able to say, Lord, is this the best thing? Is this what you want?
到一个地步，你会对主说，因为主跟你同在，你会说主，这是最好的事吗？这是不是你想要的？
Is this the way you want me to act?
这是你想让我去行出来的方式吗？
It is the beginning of the walk of our maturity.
这是我们走向成熟的一个步骤。
And that's why so many people say, well, I can't live like that. No, when we first start out, we can't live.
很多人说我没法这样生活。确实，我们刚刚开始走的时候，我们的确是没法做到。
We've just made a commitment to Jesus.
我们刚刚对耶稣基督委身。
We've consecrated ourselves to Him.
我们让自己分别为圣，属于他。
And we don't become a mature Christian like wow.
我们不是一下就成为一个成熟的基督徒。
He doesn't want that for us.
他也不希望我们这样做。
He wants us to learn and to grow and to experience.
他希望我们去学习、成长，而且去经历。
So there are some characteristics that he has given us in his word for those that are maturing in Christ.
所以在耶稣基督他的话语之中，他给了我们一些品格，让我们在成长之中能够慢慢的学到这些品格。
One of those is that he says that being a spiritual is not.Spiritual, yes.
他说，在成为一个属灵的人，并不是一个属圣灵的果。
Somehow we have become overly, what shall I say, overly desirous of spiritual gifts.
我们有时候希望得到属灵的恩赐。
Spiritual gifts is given to us that we might be a person that can use them.In the work of the Lord.
什么是属灵的恩赐呢？就是神所赐给我们，让我们来服侍他能够用的一些才能。
That's what a spiritual gift is.
那就是属灵的恩赐。
He's given you a gift of administration because he wants you to be able to lead his church.
比如说，他可能会给你一个恩赐，让你能够领导这个教会。
He gives us a gift of teaching that we might be able to teach better and under him.
也许他给你的是教导的恩赐，这样你可以带领更多的人认识他。
That's not the characteristics of a spiritual person.
但是这并不是属灵人的品格。
So just because you see a teacher, a preacher, a singer, whatever, that doesn't mean that their spirituality is there.
所以你所看到，如果是一个牧师、一个领诗的人、一个领会的人，并不意味着他们就是属灵的人。
It seems like Jesus said, if you want to know what spirituality is, it's in our character.Is in the way what we do and in our attitudes.
所以耶稣的意思是，属灵的人，这个属灵是在品格上反映出来，是在我们所行的事情上反映出来。
It's not the gifts of the Spirit.
它不是属灵。
It's the fruit of the Spirit.
它不是圣灵的属灵的恩赐，而是属灵的果子。
He wants to make us into these that have the fruits of the Spirit.
他希望我们都有圣灵的果子。
Some of those fruits of the Spirit are weak spots for us.
圣灵的这些果子之中，有一些是我们所做不到的。
Sometimes we may not be a particularly kind person.
有时候我们没有法子成为一个很善良、很好的人。
We may not be a long person that can suffer very long.
也许我们没法子去忍受苦难很长时间。
We may be a person that never has really known love, and we don't hardly know how to show love.
所以有些也许我们没有被爱过，所以不知道怎么去爱别人。
But what he says, I want you to mature and grow.Into this kind of a person, so that you show that you're mine.
但是耶稣希望的是我们在成熟的过程之中能够渐渐拥有这些品格，所以人看到就知道我们是属他的。
Did you notice what we were singing today?
你注意到我们今天所唱的诗歌吗？
How we want to see the love, and how we want to be able to see forgiveness, and how God can wants these. He wants this of us.
主希望我们有爱，有能够原谅人。
This is the desire of the heart of God for every one of us.
这是神所对每个人所期望的。
He wants us to say, Lord, just let me live for you.
他希望我们说主啊，让我们
I'm not a very good candidate. I have a lot of things in me you're going to have to change.
我身上有很多你可能想要改变的东西。
Let me tell you, if you really mean it, He'll change.
但是你要知道。如果你真是这样想的话，主会改变你的。
Change is not always easy, but oh, it's best for us.
改变并不容易，但是的确对我们是最好的。
He tells us Christ lives in me.
他告诉我们，基督活在我们身上。
This is what Paul said, and the life I now live, I live by faith in the Son of God.
保罗是这样说的，他说我现在我的生命是主在我身上活。
Prince Christ wants to live in us until they can.They don't even see us.
基督想要在我们身上活，以至于人们看到了我们的时候，他们看到的是基督。
Someone was saying their husband was worked as an engineer, and many times the men didn't want him around because he was a good Christian.
我有一个女人跟我讲，她的先生是个基督徒，他是个工程师，很多人不喜欢他在周围，因为他是。
He was the one that maybe at lunchtime he would read his Bible. They would go off sometimes, I guess, drinking, and they had their jokes, and they didn't feel he was a part of.
他的同事们不喜欢他在他周围，因为吃中饭的时候他在那读经，别人可能出去喝酒啊，或者出去吃饭，大家有他在旁边觉得不舒服。
But she said when the men got in trouble.
但是他说，当那些他周围的人遇到
困难的时候，when they were having family troubles,
当他们家里有困难的时候
，when their wife left them,
当他们太太离开他们的时候
，he said they would come over to my table.
他们会到我这儿来。
They would stand there.
他们会站在那儿。
They say how you doing?
他们说你过得怎么样
？Good. And then they would say, you know.My wife left me last night.
让他说，昨天我太太离家出走了。
You see, they weren't looking for their drinking buddies.
他们没有去找一块喝酒的同伴。
Those that they could talk their little dirty jokes, they were looking for somebody that they knew was different.
他们找
that could help them.
他们找的是跟他们不一样的人，能帮助他们的人。
This is what God wants in our life. He said, "I exhort you to follow in His steps." Is what Peter said.
彼得说，主希望我们来跟从他的脚步。
He that abideth in him ought also to walk even as he walked.
我们走是就像他行走一样。
See, we can't take the word of God and just do with it what we want to.
我们不能够拿着主的话语，还
是 And he's trying to be very, very plain to us.
耶稣跟我们解释得很清楚。
So we see then that he wants to work within our knowledge. Spirituality will be seen in our knowledge.
属灵也能够在我们的知识上反映出来。
You see, the three learning laws, the first three, they have five others now, but the first three learning laws was to be in readiness first. You made the student in readiness for what you're doing, and then you gave them exercise, and then you watched the effects to see how they used it. And this is what God wants with His Word.
我们在知道，在学习的过程最重要的前面三个步骤是什么呢
？The word exercise. He readies us for the word.And then he wants us to exercise ourselves in the word.
第一步是他要我们要准备好要去学习。第二步是要练习，不断的练习。第三步是看一看这个练习的效果怎么样，然后再改进方法。这是学习任何一件事情的前面三个步骤。
That's more than just reading it.
主的话语他也是这样在告诉我们。
That's reading it, listening to God. That's doing what the word of God says.
所以不只是读经，而且去读经去听到，而且是要行出来。
Hebrews tells us that strong meat, which is the word, belongs to them that are full age, of them who by reason discerns between good and evil.
希伯来书是这样说的，他说这些主的话语。希伯来书的第五章第十四节。
Okay.
希伯来书五章十四节。
Now, I want you to notice the knowledge he's talking about here is not how well.We can do on the stock market.
五章十四节，是妈咪说到的这个 knowledge， 这个知识，并不是我们在股票市场上的知识。
It's not even how well I can do in my job.
希伯来书五章十四节，唯独长大成人的才能吃干粮，他们的心窍习练的通达，就能分辨好歹了。
He's looking for us to know God's word so that we will know right from wrong.
他希望我们知道神的话语，这样才能分辨好歹。
From evil.
分辨好坏。
But he said there are those, and if you want to look in the 13th chapter, or, I'm sorry, up one verse above, verse 13.
希伯来书的十三节， 13节，凡只能吃奶的都不熟练仁义的道理，因为他是婴孩。
Okay, we see here, but he said there are those who can't take the strong meat.
他也说到有一些像小孩子一样吃不了干粮。
They are on milk.
他们只能吃牛奶，只能吃奶。
Very unskilled in the word of God.
他们在神的话语上非常的不熟练。
And we call them babies.
我们叫他们是婴孩。
But it's strong meat. It's those who read the word, study the word, get into the word, understand, begin to see what's right and wrong, begin to be, use this as God gives you wisdom through it. Those are the ones that are now maturing step by step. The readiness they've exercised, and that many times now they're in the sense of showing what they have learned.
那些长大成人的能够确实练习主的话语，在他们的身体，在他们的行为上行出来的，才能是吃干粮。
So even in our knowledge, it makes a difference.
所以我们的知识也确实是能够让。
Now I'm not saying I have seen people who have read the Bible and who have met much knowledge in it, but don't know too much about right and wrong.
我见过有的人把这个圣经的道理背得滚瓜烂熟，但是
他们
不能分辨好歹，他们知道的是事实。
But they don't have the spirit.
但是他们没有属灵在他们里面。
You see, when we give ourselves to God and He begins to direct our lives, even in reading His Word, it becomes the living Word.
我们成为主的门徒以后，他的灵就在我们中间，直到我们去读经，甚至在读经的时候，神的圣灵会光照我们。
Otherwise, it's just another book.
不然的话，圣经只不过是另外一本书而已。
Let's notice the attitudes quickly that He would like us to have.
我们必须要有神所喜悦的态度。
Ephesians 20 tells us the attitude that he would like to have.
以弗所书五章二十节是告诉我们他
giving thanks always for all things.
在任何事上都要感恩，都要感谢。
They said that in the Old Testament, and here it is in the New Testament.
在旧约、新约里，他都说到这样的话。
A grateful heart, one that looks at things, and though it may be hard, we can still say thank you.Because out of this, I have learned some truths.
一个感恩的心是在困难的时候仍然能说出感谢的话。
You see, the minute we do, we begin to criticize and grumble.
当我们在抱怨的时候。
When we begin to be discontent.
当我们不满的时候。
Things start down.
事情就开始往坏里走了。
That's why I work with counseling. I feel like it's the one way we can show people how God can lift them up.
所以我是在辅导，我是在我的这个施工是在辅导方面。我想要告诉人们，
a thankful heart is not going to be a discontent.
一个感恩的心是不会有不满的。
A thankful heart is not going to be an angry person.
一个有感恩的心的人不会常常生气的。
Now I am now in the process of maturing.
我在走向成熟的过程之中。
I never was. Maybe I could say I never was a thankful person. I was, but.I'm given an illustration. I wasn't a thankful person.
我给大家一个例子，也许我从来不知道感恩。
But there is somehow I cannot explain it.
但是有一些事情我不能解释的。
But when you give it to God and you say to Him, Lord, I need help.
当你对主说，主啊，我需要你的帮助。
You'll begin to be aware when you are not thankful.
你开始意识到你没法给出感恩的时候，你会感觉到。
And for those that are growing, they'll say, "Oh Lord, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have grumbled over that."
所以有的人就会说，主啊，我对不起，我真不该为这个事情抱怨。
I shouldn't have felt that way. I shouldn't have criticized.
我不该去批评。
We do until we begin to learn through the Spirit.
我们有时候的确会做这样的事情，但是我们
是在。You see, we become aware of those things that are not like Jesus.
但是我们开始意识到这些事情。不像耶稣能做出来的。
And when we have a thankful heart for everything,
当我们为任何事情都可以感恩的时候，
your criticism isn't going to change it.
你要是总是批评，也并不能改
变事情。Your discontent's not going to change it.
你的不满也不能改变事情。
But if we can look up and say, Lord, even in this, I'm thankful.
但是你可以说，看着主说，主啊，即使在这样的情况下，我仍然能感恩。
That takes time. That takes effort, and that takes the desire that you want.
也需要努力，而且需要你下定决心，你愿意这样做。
You want the fruits of the spirit.
你希望你能结出属灵的果子。
I want to learn how to be more long suffering to people. I'm so quick. I want it just my way.
我希望我能更有耐心，能够不要总是有我自己的 照着我自己的意思行。
The Lord many times have made me aware of what was wrong in me.
主很多时候让我意识到我
中间出了什么问题。And I didn't feel so comfortable anymore in it.
然后我作为我自己，我就不觉得很舒服了。
And little by little, God has helped me to step up.
一点一点的，主在帮助我往前走。
We have to be the other attitude we have is an attitude of unity.
另外一种态度就是合一的态度。
We're a thankful people.
我们是感恩的人。
But we're those who keep unity.
我们必须要和睦。
That keep peace.
要有和平平安在我们中间。
You know, within the church,
在教会里面
there are always the seeds of destruction.
通常都会有这些破坏的一些种子在里面。
And those seeds could be me.
这个种子也可能是我。
Or maybe they're you.
也可能是你。
Because we get ourselves tangled up in personality and what we want and what we think it should be.
因为我们每个人的个性都不一样，我们总想要我想要的。我觉得应该是这样的。
Until we begin to break the unity of the family.
然后这个家庭的合一就被打破了。
You know, Paul had problems this way.
你知道保罗也有这样的问题吗？
When he was in the Corinthian church, there were four divisions in that church.
他在哥罗西教会的时候，教会里有分裂，有纷争。
There were those like Paul, they called themselves Paul's party. They didn't call themselves party, but they were for Paul.
他们中间有的人说我是属保罗的。
They liked the way Paul did things.
他们喜欢保罗做事的方式。
So they were fighting for Paul.
他们为保罗而战。
Then they had the Apollos party.
他们也有属阿波罗的。
You see, he was a smooth talker. Paul was sort of rough.
亚波罗是讲话是很平稳，很平静。
He had a very gentle, eloquent manner about him. It seemed.
亚波罗是非常。说话是很温柔平和。
So some of them wanted to follow him.
所以有人就想要跟从亚波罗。
Then they had the Peter party.
然后他们还有一些是属彼得的。
Now Peter, of course, was the apostle.
彼得是使徒。
And he was, many of the Jews felt it was Peter because he was the one that rallied them at Pentecost, so they'll follow Peter.
他们觉得彼得是大有能力的，在五旬节能够呼召那么多人信主，所以他们要跟从彼得。
And then they had the Christ party.
然后他们还有属基督的。
And the Christ party was those who say, I don't follow anybody but Jesus.
属基督的是什么人呢？他说我不跟从任何人，我只跟从主。
And in a very self-smug religious way, they put everybody else down. I follow Jesus.
那些人实际上是显得非常的很近前，他们说我不跟从任何人，我只跟从主。
So you can see why that Corinthian church was in real trouble.
所以你看，这个教会实际上是有很多问题的。
Because they couldn't keep the unity of the spirit.
因为他们在属灵里没有合一。
Now I'm not saying that in a church, everybody has to agree.
我没有是说在一个教会里每个人必须要
actually
要
when
要同意 when
something starts to creep in that is not biblical, we need to stand against.
实际上，如果教会里面出现不属灵的一些事情，我们必须要站起来，能够有勇气来反对它。
But when, as children of God, He says no. When it's personalities and what you want and what you think and you're not going to give in, that's not me.
但是耶稣说的是，在教会里，不管你是什么样的个性，你必须要能够合一，不然就不是我的门徒，不是我的孩子。
You see, as a child of God, there was a man one time who was very much against them building a new church.
你知道以前有一个人，他是很反对大家
盖新的教会。He was one of the main members on the board.
他是这个执事会的一个主要成员。
And he let them know how he felt.
他也让执事会的所有人知道我反对建新教堂。
But when they started, he was one of the first men out with his tools ready to build.
但是当大家开始建新教堂的时候，他是。
That was a man that loved God. Lord, I said what I had, but I'm willing to follow and keep unity.
这个人是爱主的人，他尽管有自己的意见，但是他希望教会能够有和睦。
You see, that's the peacemaker, that one that can keep the unity in the church, in the home, at the workplace.
这样的人就是和平的使者，在他的家庭里，在教会里，还有工作的地方，他都能够带来和平。
We don't want to arouse and cause trouble.
我们不希望在我们所在的地方引起纷乱纷争。
Spirituality is also in the sense of our conduct.
属灵也表现在我们的行为上。
As we said before, we are like Jesus. We try in every area to begin to become more like Him.
我们希望在我们的生活之中的各个方面都能够更像耶稣基督。
Then we have to see. We have to see our spirituality not only at work and at church, but at home.
我们希望我们的属灵不只是表现在教会里，而且要表现在工作的地方和我们的家庭里。
Sometimes I think that's the hardest place to grow spiritually.
我有时候觉得家是属灵的生命最难成长的地方。
You see, the public and those were out there, those intermediate things that we go to and then come back and so forth, we can be a little nicer.
我们在外面的时候可能会表现得更好一点。
But in the home, they're intimate.
但是在我们家里
they're continuous, our relationships.
我们是有持续的跟这家人有持续的关系，而且我们就是最终我们要回到的地方。
In the list that God, that the Holy Spirit gave to Paul in Ephesians,
在以弗所书圣灵给保罗的开的这个单子里
面 one of the first things after he talked about being filled with the Spirit,
保罗提到说要被圣灵充满之后说到的是什么
he said, speak to yourselves with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and make melody in your heart to the Lord.
他说常常要在心里用圣灵和圣诗彼此对唱让你的心为主充满。
Does anyone find yourself singing at home?
我们中间有没有人在家里唱圣诗呢
？Lifting up the word of the scripture.
有在家里读经，把这个对着神来讲话。
You see what he's saying there is fill your life with this kind of thing that brings joy to our heart.
他说我在我们生命之中应该用这能够用这样的事情来充满我们的生命，能够带给神带来喜悦的事情。
We get home sometimes. I know we're tired. Very, very tired. They tell us in counseling that you should tell the wife to give her husband at least 3 hours to rest to get his head straight before you start talking to him.
我们在辅导的时候常常跟太太说你回家以后啊先生回家你先给他三个小时时间让他好好休息然后再跟他讲话。
But there's something about that person that can lift up their hearts.
但是我们可以把我们的心举起来献给神。
The one thing my father, at one period of his life, when he was more active, my father, I could hear him praying up in his room.
我小的时候，我看到我常常听到我父亲在他的屋子里祷告。
I could hear my mother singing.
我也听到我妈妈在唱圣诗。
You see, we fill our home with the presence of Christ.
我们用神的充满来让神来充满我们的家。
No, I'm not saying you have to go around all time quoting scriptures. No, I don't mean that.
我也没说你到时候要到处走啊走的背经。
That you keep your heart light before Him. That's what He's telling us.
但是我们说的是，我们在神的面前要把我们的心敞开。
He said, "Submit yourselves to one another in the fear of the Lord."
他说要敬畏神，能够彼此顺服。
Submission is something that the other person doesn't do. It's what you do.
就顺服，不是让对方来顺服你，而是你去顺服他。
You're in control.
你是控制，能够控制你自己。
You're the one that can make your own self submit.
你才是你能够让自己去顺服的那个人。
Now, Mrs. She and I are both getting old.
许师母和我年纪都大了。
I'm getting older than her, but don't tell her.
我年纪比她还大，但别告诉她。
And forever, she's telling me I've said something.
她常常跟我说，你刚才说了这是什么事
？Or I told you that.
我已经告诉你了。
Well, there was one time I would have probably said, "Now listen, I don't think you did."
也许有一次我可以跟他讲，你真的没这么跟我说过。
Yes, I did.
我就是这么说了。
No, you didn't.
没有。
Yes, I did.
你就是这么说。
No, I didn't.
没有。
But I've learned one thing: if she said she said it, I'm going to say, "Okay, you said it."
我现在终于学会了。他如果是说他的确这么说过了，我说 OK， 你就是这么说的。
It doesn't cost me anything.
你也不花什么钱嘛。
I'm not out there to win a fight.
我也不是想要跟他争辩，能够。
I'm here to enjoy life.
我是想要能够好好的迎。
This is what he's saying. When we have to stand nose to nose to each other, we're not doing what Christ wants us to do.
所以当我们就硬碰硬的跟人家争辩的时候，我们就没有活出主的样式。
There's some things that are not worth standing for.
有很多事情真的不值得去争辩去斗。
And as the Holy Spirit as God works in our life,
当圣灵在我们生命中做工的时候
，it makes it easier and easier to submit.
你会让我们会觉得去服从、去顺从是越来越容易的事情。
I could go on, but I've talked a lot about the home before. But these are some of the characteristics. He's saying, "Be born again, be filled with my spirit. Just let me take over."
所以主是说，首先要重生，然后让圣灵充满，让我来
begin to grow.
让我再来充满你，然后开始成
长。Wanting to do what I want you to do.
我希望你做的是我要你做的事。
Asking to be able to do what I want you to do.
我希望你能够做到
giving in to what I want you to do.
能够服从顺服来告诉来做我让你做的事。
And I believe you'll see such a wonderful change.
我相信你如果这样做的话，你会看到自己的变化。
What you thought I never could enjoy, that you'll begin to enjoy.
你也许是想我这样做，我可能觉得很不快乐，但是不是这样，你会好好的去享受这样的生命。
This is my desire for everyone.
这是我对每一个人的期望。
Please don't feel like you have to be mature soon. No, it's a process. I'm 76 and I'm still getting it.
不是说不不要以为你需要立刻就成熟长大。
I'm still having to learn things.
成熟是一个过程。我今年76了，但我仍然在成长。
It is a process until we go to see.
这是一个过程，直到我们见到他的那一天。
But oh, when we look back and see how he's changed.
但是到那一天，我们回头看，他已经改变了我们那么多。
When we see I was this kind of person, and now God is really
我看到过去我是这样的一个人，现在神真正的是改变了我。
This is the desire of my heart for all.
这就是我心里对每一个人的渴望。
I don't care if we're known as a wealthy church, a pretty church, or whatever else. I want us to be known as a spiritual church.
我不管别人认为我们的教会是一个美丽的教会，是一个什么样有钱的教会，我希望他们知道的是，我们是一个属灵的教会。
One that when men and women are in trouble and need Jesus, they know where to come.
当他们人在生活之中遇到困难的时候，他们知道到哪里去找耶稣，在我们的教会才可以找到。
God bless you this morning. Shall we just pray?
愿神祝福你们，我们一起来祷告。
Father dear, we realize that our people are good people. We love them.
我们知道我们是有很好的会众，我们很好的弟兄姐妹在这里。
But we're asking them that you'll make them better people in Jesus.
但是主啊，我们希望的是你能够在主里面把他们。
Until little by little, Lord, they'll begin to grow in the things of God.
直到一点一点的，我们都被你改变，成为更有你的样式。
Bless them and keep them, Lord, and
祝福他们，保护他们，主。引领他们，感谢主。